just gets the blood pumping. Lions back on the practice field today. Down at Allen Park. For real, John. For real. You're going to be there on Saturday. We're going to be out there as a show all next week. Today's the day. Today is the day. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Greg behind the glass this morning. Tom is off this week. John, tell me what it's like the first day going back to practice.
Oh, you're getting me all fired up. So I usually, before I was working here, this is one of the days that I dread as a former player, because I don't get a seat at the table anymore. I don't get to go to the party, and that's exactly what today is like. Now, there's some angst. There's some anxiety about, you know, you're not going to see your family for about another 6 months. Yeah, you know, we saw the receiver show. We saw the QB show. You'll see them, but they take a major back seat to what you are doing. But especially now, there's only 10 days that these players have together as a team in the offseason. Now, some of them for conditioning will see each other, but it's a brief moment of the day. It's not all day long. This is the day where you turn 8 years old again, because you're going to go back to play a game. You're going to get paid big money to play a kid's game, and it's a reunion with all your best friends. This is it. It was so much fun. And yeah, there are some guys that you're not going to love every day at training camp. There's no more two-a-days. There's really not much to not like anymore. There's still going to be some headaches and, you know, hot, getting used to the helmet, all that stuff. But this is the day where you're going to play a kid's game with your buddies. You're getting paid for it. And this is what your life is like for the next 7 months. Does it get any better than that? And today's when it starts for the Lions.
Today's the day. We're going to have camp storylines coming up at 6:35. I love that you basically just said, hey, if you're a vet complaining right now, you don't realize what it was like. You got no room to complain.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to pull out, well, back and I when I played.
We're uphill both ways.
They don't have two-a-days anymore. And I agree with the rules.
Yeah.
I think that the progress that the NFL has made, the NFLPA, I think it's great. And we haven't seen a whole lot of drop off in skill and talent. Guys are getting their work in. They're being professionals. They're doing what they've got to do to master their craft. And I can, from a lineman's perspective, this is, and maybe it's different at each position.
Right.
But your offensive line is such a tight unit. It is such a great group of guys that it really is. You know, it's the guys that you would go drink into the bar with, which will happen. It's the guys that you're going to hang out with and remember and have relationships the rest of your life. And you get to go play a kid's game doing it. It's unbelievable.
We've been waiting for this day since the last day of the season.
This is the start.
The beginning.
The 2024 Super Bowl champs have taken the field.
And he's saying that, and I'm not going to fight him. Do you realize what a crazy statement that is, John?
What a world we live in.
First of all,
these days,
I love to argue and fight about everything. But beyond that, we can't even. This is legitimate. The Lions step into the season out from the darkness and into the light as a bona fide Super Bowl contender, as a team that has every ability to win the whole thing. And it all begins today. Today. We'll be out all next week. We'll get to see it firsthand. I can't wait to hear some of your observations from Saturday. That's the first opportunity for the public even to take a peek. And you heard in Filar's update, that's for the season ticket holders too.
Yeah. Yeah. Season ticket holders. You got to know someone. I happen to be related to someone who gets that special invite. That's Ruby, because she's going as a representative for her flag football team.
See, I thought you were going because you were pulling the I played in the league, Dan and are buddies.
No,
you know,
may go down this week, but no. that's the day. I'm not me. I am Ruby Jansen's dad. Just standing there, and I can't wait to see her be a part of this. She's always been a part of it because she was alive. She doesn't remember a whole lot from when I played, which kind of makes me sad. But this is now my chance to watch her be a little bit of a part of something that I did in my way, way passed.
Ruby Jansen's dad, who just happens to be 6'7" and also played in the NFL.
Right. Knows his way around a blocking sled, and this is not a foreign environment for him. No, not at all. Okay, so here's the game plan. We're going to go into Lions camp storylines at 6:35 this morning, and we've got some curated things that you and I are both buzzing about today with the Lions back out at practice. 7:02, Scooble, updated story with odds, quotes, and a trade proposal for the Tigers to consider.
Okay.
John, as we get into the show, though, I need to share that I almost had a terrible start to the day.
You know what? You put this on the rundown. It wasn't in your prep last night, obviously, because your day hadn't started yet. And I'm very curious as to what almost happened to Cookies this morning.
So, it could have been terrible. It clearly is not. I'm here.
You
are, and I'm
avoided disaster.
Yeah. So I'm in the car.
You forgot to plug in the car.
No. after driving Ann Arbor yesterday, I got in the car.
To ride his bike to work.
I hit a pothole. And it was one of those where
it's tough in a golf cart.
I know, in a golf cart especially, you don't know if you're going to be okay. And I immediately look at the tire sensor. Yeah, I had to climb out, push the car out. Yeah. Someone help me.
Can I get a pole? Is it snowing? No, pothole.
But I don't remember it being there, right? You make the same drive every day, and it was one of those no doubters. Ka-kunk, ka-kunk. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a flat tire situation? And I'm thinking, what do I do in that? Like, I know my old car, I had the spare tire. I don't even know if this golf cart has a spare. Do I Uber? Can you Uber in at 5 in the morning? Are people driving Uber?
Sure. Okay, yeah, you can Uber,
You could Uber in, but then I just leave the car there and...
Well, you have to take care of the car.
Oh, right, exactly.
You wouldn't want to leave it there.
Right.
You can leave it there and call your wife.
She is out of town.
Oh,
so what do I do?
Yeah, because you're not a welcoming individual because you don't want people stopping by. You don't share your bolognese. Even later today, we're going to find out how much you don't want people to touch your things. So I can only imagine the angst that you would have in the fact that, who do I call?
Like, I can change a tire. I don't know that that thing has a spare. I don't know that it has the jack. Like, I haven't experienced it with this car.
All you got to do on that thing is just lift it up, right?
With one hand, and then
the other one. It's not even nuts and bolts, right? It just kind of it clicks together like Legos.
Do I call you and have you tow me in? Is that what I would do?
Exactly. I could come and actually. Your tire. Or I could just put it in the back of my truck. Right.
Or you have the compressor. Could I get enough air in it to then...
Yes, you could.
Get it where it needs to get. Anyway, it didn't seem like it was an issue. The tire sensor held the whole drive in.
See what it's like when you go out to your car later. Yeah, that's when you're going to have the issue.
I may need to ride home. Hurry. Sorry.
So this is what I tell you. I may need a ride home today, John.
You know what's actually find more annoying than the pothole that you didn't know was there? It was the pothole that you know is there, but you forget
it. And you hit
it
anyway.
And then it's... there's that pothole again.
Yep.
Like, there was one that was on Telegraph Road going north. I think it was south of 96. It was in the far left lane that I kept hitting for like 3 straight days. And I forgot it was there until it was too late.
If you're in the passenger seat, we had this last night. Last night, we went over to Kent Lake, the park there. And on the way home, Lisa was driving. I was doing some work in the side chair. And I told her, I'm like, let's go home a more fun way. And she always kind of raises an eyebrow when I say, let's go a more fun way. Because when you leave Kent Lake there, you could take a number of dirt roads. So I send her down some of the dirt roads. And this is just as the storm last night is approaching. And we got, a couple miles into it. And she was not thinking it was as much fun. But there is, on the dirt roads, right, there's the washboard. And then there's the divots. And there's actual craters that you come upon. And I saw one coming. Literally from, quarter mile away. I'm like, surely she's going to see this. If we get closer, she's not, and nobody else is coming. It hits it square on.
Ugh.
And I'm sitting there going, turn, move. And then I do this side chair right where I brace myself because I know something bad's going to happen. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, pothole. Boom.
You almost have to apologize to your car. You're like, sorry. I did that. I shouldn't have done that. So that would have made for a pretty rough start to the day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, guys, I don't know if I'm going to make it in.
You
might need a lift.
Averted disaster.
And I'm here. I'm here.
Not enough weight in that car to actually push down on the tire to puncture it.
Well, as Heather says, we'll find out at the end of the show today.
Yeah, you just kind of floated over the top of it.
Just kind of
you went Dukes
glide.
Of Hazzard style. Yeah.
There you go. All right. We do need to talk about the Tigers. Speaking about, terrible. The game yesterday.
What?
The game yesterday, John. Not the team.
Okay,
hold on.
I mean, like, just let the slow hey, your
hold on,
roll.
Hold on. I'll play the drop. Hang on.
Slow your roll.
I'm not saying they're terrible.
Because yesterday we were talking about possibly not selling, not you know, moving on from Flaherty, but extending him and trying to make a press on this. You can't just go from that to terrible Tigers.
They are not terrible. They're below 500, which isn't very good. But the story of yesterday was a languishing loss. Who the F is Bly Madris? We'll talk about that in the 10-man bullpen. What are they doing? It's 97-1.